Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Resistance Radio. My name is Joseph Bernard with Mr. Virgil Spraga, Russell Hoodie, and Hurricane Ann, who's actually returning home tonight. She'll be in first thing in the morning and everything, so we welcome her back to the United States after her long trip in Australia. And I'd like to do a shout-out to our Northern Command Militias and everybody that's just tuned in. We welcome you on this Monday night. I hope you all had a great Thanksgiving, and I know I did. Hey, Virgil. Hey, Russell. How y'all doing?
Doing well. Trying to get over the meat sweat from Thanksgiving still.
right.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, same here.
So,
same
yeah,
here.
I think I gained about 30 pounds. But anyway, we had some interesting news that came in over the week and everything that's been going on. And, you know, we've had the invaders come in through Tijuana that got gas, and now they're all crying. The liberals are crying about it and everything, and because we gassed them for breaking and entering into our border. And then we got Russia right now with the Ukraine up there just fixing to go at it. And a bunch of other stuff. So, you know, we actually talked about all this about not too long ago, how all this was going to play out, and now we're starting to see it.
I don't think the Russian and Ukraine thing was fixing to go at it. They done went at it. That was a straight-out attack on the Russian Navy and Ukraine Navy and Ukraine ships and stuff like that. They've closed Kerch Strait for all intents and purposes. I mean, of course, that's breaking international law.
Right, and that's what the Ukraine actually is the one that provoked it by going into the Black Sea in the first place, you know. And everything, and the media is not actually telling the whole story of what's really going on with that, you know, and everything. And also, we got Iran screaming war at us too, which got confirmed on Sunday night, you know, and everything. So they're calling all the Muslims come out and everything. So which that's nothing new. And everything, but anyhow, so we're kind of, you know, we're starting to see things play out and everything and stuff. And what's your thoughts on this, Virgil?
Well, first of all, you know, Russia, like Russell said, they've gone at it several times over and over and over again. And, the Ukrainians know the score. The Russians know the score, and we all know the score. Basically, the way I feel about it, we got fucking problems of our own. Let them take care of their own problems. We got enough problems right here to take care of.
Exactly. My roommate was saying that same thing because, you know, the UK is already wanting us to get involved. Like, you know, we can't. It's not our problem.
Well, they always want us to get involved whenever the Russians come around. They always want. They don't want nothing to do with us. They don't want Trump in their country. They don't want nothing. But, oh, boy, let the bear get all riled up. And, oh, well, let's go across the pond and talk to the Yanks about this. Fuck England. Fuck the United Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
They took away all the guns. Now they're taking away all the knives. Nobody has nothing to protect themselves. They let the fucking Muslims and the Mongols overrun their country. Fuck the United Kingdom.
Well, there's something else I'd like to add to that. And we're seeing exactly the same thing happen here. Look what just happened in Minnesota. They elected.
Amen.
Michigan. They elected. They elected Muslims who, right after they found out they won, started waving Palestinian flags and hating on America and everything else. And then let's talk about this tear gas a little bit, this little CS incident down there. Okay. If you think that little bit of CS was drove back, you're probably smoking something you shouldn't be. But that's not the point I was trying to make. Obama gassed illegals. And not only that, Obama drew a red line, if anybody remembers, in the dirt over there at Libya.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yep.
And then, not Libya, and I'm sorry. Oh, shit.
It was I know what Iran. Up in Afghanistan, I think it was, wasn't it?
No, where they're having the Civil War has been going on for 4 years, got everybody's pants to the wild.
Syria.
So he drew a line in the sand there and said, don't do it again. So they came out, gassed kids again, and nothing happened. All right, so I don't want to hear nothing about them said anything about gas or using gas or anything. Or in the
last person
that's got anything to say about any of this is Hillary Clinton, because Bill Clinton and his AG killed 73 American men and women, children at Branch Davidian compound outside of Waco. So I don't want to hear shit from Democrats. I really don't.
We don't want to hear it, but they're already starting it, you know, and everything. And it's just like, you know, it's like my roommate was telling me today. She was like, you know, damn if Trump does and damn if he don't. You know, no matter what he does, nobody's going to like it anyway, you know.
Oh, well, remember that incident in China? Remember that incident in China, Tiananmen Square?
Oh, yeah.
They were spraying with gas. They didn't throw perfume bombs at them. Oh, no. They used the AK-47 and tanks on those people, and you ain't heard a fucking word out of nobody.
Yep.
Yep.
They know how to do it down there, you know. They don't mess around.
They know how to break the dog out of sucking eggs.
Yep.
Okay, but, you know, the whole problem is here is we're not seeing anything happen at all with all this bullshit going on. All right. Ray Wright, the FBI director, where is he? Now he's missing in action. We finally got rid of the yard gnome. And now, what's Ray doing? Does anybody know what Ray's doing up there?
I haven't heard a peep. It's been quiet.
Everybody runs like a bunch of roaches when the lights come on when shit like this happens.
Why hasn't he filed for a charge and turned in the investigation then? Where is he at on all this? Now, Whitaker, the acting AG, I'll cut him a little slack. He probably walked into his office, saw that stack of stuff, and went, holy mother of fuck, you know? But we'll see what he is. But I want to know where Ray is. He's missing in action.
Mm-hmm.
Just like
I haven't heard a peep. It's been awful quiet.
Oh, I guarantee. Yeah, I guarantee you're gonna hear a real big peep out of them from some people when some people get really pissed off, really fed up with this border situation. And I'm not talking about the Border Patrol. I'm not talking about ICE. I'm not talking about the United States military. Or the
Mexican
government.
That's what you were talking about earlier.
I'm talking about these psychopathic fucking
drug cartels. Yep.
You know, this is putting a big dent in their profit margin. And they're not gonna stand for it for long. They're gonna do something stupid. They're gonna do something stupid. And they're not gonna use rubber bullets. They're not gonna use condom coated bullets. I'm gonna tell you what they're gonna use. They're gonna use bombs, and they're gonna be throwing some lead.
Yep.
They're not gonna allow that border to get shut down completely. They're not gonna allow it. They're already suffering, and they're not gonna suffer much longer.
Well, I don't see anyone stepping up to buy.
But what people aren't getting is these aren't Hondurans. Right, and what people aren't getting either is these aren't Honduran citizens. These are invaders that got mixed in with the Hondurans. From my understanding, there's 8,000 more fixing to come in. You know, it's like, where the hell are they all coming from?
Well, you got them coming. They're not only coming from Honduras. They're coming from El Salvador, Ecuador, Panama, South America, you know, Guatemala. You got them coming in from all over the places.
Yep. And, you know, a lot of it we're seeing mixed in there is ISIS. You know, again, they arrested about 500 of them the other day. Mixed in there.
Well, I'm telling you, if Trump doubles down and he says, okay, we're going to shut the entire fucking border down, nothing goes in, nothing comes out, fuck you NAFTA. You know, we're going to start building our vacuum cleaners back here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Alternators and starters, AutoZone, you better find somebody in the States to rebuild them.
Yep.
The drug cartels are not going to risk millions of dollars in drugs being brought over by mules just to have them picked up and arrested by the United States military and the Border Patrol.
Yep.
They're not
yep.
going to risk it.
Exactly. You know. But hey, we got a caller, and I think it's our favorite caller here. Let me see. Hello, caller. How you doing? Caller, are you there?
What's the area code?
It's a 1111 area code.
Oh,
they're not answering those anymore. Come on, man.
They're being silent. So.
Well, kick them out of there, man. We're not answering. I thought we weren't going to do that shit anymore. I don't want to talk to no friends.
Hello.
Yeah. But you know, it's gonna come to a head. It's gonna come to a head with the cartels. These people are sociopathic. These people are animals. They're savages. And I mean, it's
the Mexican military
and the Mexican federales are not gonna do anything about it. They're not gonna butt heads with these people. They're not gonna butt heads with these cartel people. They're too powerful.
And what was it we said on the last show that we did? These people were gonna put their children on the front line and look, boom.
Oh yes.
And they did.
Oh yeah.
And now the children. You're seeing that now on CNN, you know, and stuff like that. And it's like, you know, we knew this was going to happen, you know, and it's nobody's fault.
Well, I tell you what, take a look at some of the photographs of some of them Border Patrol agents that got hit with them rocks and bottles.
Yep. I did see some of that, and, you know, and it's like, you know, and we're hearing a lot of these Hollywood actors going in and screaming, oh, this is inhuman.
Oh, my God.
It's like, come on now, you know. They come in the right way. The legal way, I would have no problem.
Well,
look what they're doing.
If it was up to me, Joseph, I would shut the border off all the way up to the California state line.
I would let them
in to California,
uh-huh.
And then let's hear all those celebrities whenever their houses are getting broke into. They're getting raped.
Mm-hmm.
When they're all down up in Palm Springs and Beverly
mm-hmm.
Hills and all of that, tearing all this shit up.
Yep. That's exactly what they're doing in Tijuana. That's why the Mexican president down there is having a fit now, because they're doing the same shit down there. You know.
Well, and the first thing I would tell them, hey, you know, if I was Trump, don't call me. Call Berkeley and get Antifa down there to take care of
it. right. Okay. Well, Antifa is part of the problem. They're actually involved in some of that, you know, and everything. But here's the thing is that, you know, with all this chaos going on and everything, you know, there's actually a real picture behind all that, and everybody's missing it. You know, what's going on, they're having this trial in Washington, D.C. right now with these indictments and everything, and we're not seeing anything about it.
I don't think you're going to see anything about it. I think it's all dog and pony smoke and mirrors. I don't think you're going to see anything about it.
Yep.
I really don't.
Exactly. Let me see. This caller is still sticking on. Let me see if I can get a hold of the caller. Hello, caller. Hello, caller. Are you there? Hello, caller.
They don't want to answer. Fuck them.
It could be our hacker too, because I've noticed when I'm not on my main pages.
Well, what?
When I get banned, they pull this stuff. So I think it's our hacker. So anyway.
Well, what?
If
it's a 1-1 number, just.
It's a bunch of ones right behind it. So
it's a magic jack. They're using a magic jack.
Yep. So And usually our favorite caller, Bob, calls in on that one. So, but anyhow, you know, and the thing is, too, we're seeing a group of people, you know, like some of the militias are wanting to go to the border, and that's the wrong thing you want to do. That's what we were talking about last night. And it's like, you know, don't go down to the border because you're going to get arrested. That's the wrong thing to do.
Well, we talked about this
oh, yeah.
a month ago, man.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody who was even considering that there's a couple of groups from Texas that are down there and stuff like that. They've been down there. They know landowners and that kind of stuff is fine. Mm-hmm. But you come roaring down here from wherever the fuck into our AOs uninvited, guess what? We're going to consider you just as much of an enemy as anyone else.
Yep, and that's the message we were trying to get across last night, you know, and everything. So, you know,
I promise you, you do not come busting into my AO.
Yep.
Because shit's going to get real ugly real quick.
We don't go in unless Trump calls us in. Because right now, we got all of our troops are all busy right now and everything. And, you know, we got to protect our communities and our stuff because we're the last line of defense right now. And right now, all of our troops are busy as hell. This is what most of this red flag is right now. They're trying to keep the troops busy to catch us off guard, too, you know.
Well, if you want to go down there and just be eyes on the ground, not go in there as a trigger happy fool, you know, and you want to sit, perch yourself up with a good set of binoculars, and you know, you observe on the border, and you call in and report to the Border Patrol of in a support role to the military, you know, bringing them things that they could use that you know they need. And, you know, they're having difficulty getting. That's fine and dandy. But don't go down there and set yourself up like a fire base or whatever and then go off half-cocked and end up killing people that, you know, you're going to get yourself in a lot of trouble.
Yep.
You're going to get
yourself
in a lot of trouble.
Well, what everybody forget too, you just can't go down there and set the fuck up anyway. Because other than highway right-of-ways and stuff like that, that is all private property. You better know somebody. You better know the landowner. Somebody
That's right. That is right.
In advance.
Yep. Exactly. Exactly true, you know. But, you know, and other stuff too is that, you know, that's why we've been warning everybody. You know, about all this. Because last night in the militia group, I was noticing some of them were wanting to get gung-ho and go down there. And so we had an emergency meeting, a video meeting and everything, which I attended. And this is what we talked about. You know, this is what Jonathan Townsend was saying, too. If you go down there, you're going to be considered the enemy. Because, you know, you're going against everything that we stand for. You don't go down there unless the president says, hey, we need you.
If it gets really, really bad, and it looks like that it's going to be a day and night thing, and if there is any indication, which I doubt, that the security is going to be overwhelmed, well, then you do what you got to do, you know. But right now, it's half-cocked. Right now, if you go down there, you're going off half-cocked.
Yep.
Well, the truth of the matter is Trump turned the border over to chaos, all right? And that's chaos's AO, and I guarantee you I would not walk a foot into chaos's AO without direct orders to do so or permission.
Yep,
all right?
Exactly.
You're talking about my dog has a mouth that is his border, and I would strongly urge you fucking idiot keyboard wannabe fucking lawyers to stay the fuck away from that.
right, you know. And like I said again, I saw this in some of the groups, and I was actually seeing other groups cutting other people down you know, and stuff. It was like, you know, and I just finally said,
well,
it was
the same thing with the Oregon deal. Same thing. That caused the fracture of more militia groups in America than anything was that Oregon deal.
Yep. And what happened? Most of them took off like chickens.
Well, and a lot of them went to jail.
Yeah.
You know, I got all the respect in the world, you know, for Lavoie. But
I do too.
I'm gonna call it. I'm gonna say, you know, some things that, from what I observed, he did some things he shouldn't have done. He did some things he shouldn't have done, and he gave those people too many reasons to really come after his ass. You know. You don't climb up on a pole and mess with a camera box that is state or federal property. You don't do that. You don't do that. Now, if you want to cover the thing up with a tarp or a sack or something and duct tape it around it, fine. But don't dismantle the box and take the people's stuff. That's just giving them. You just signed your own arrest warrant right there.
Yeah,
that was wrong what he done right there. And I hate to say that, but I know the man had the red ass, but he was wrong when he did that.
Right. But, you know, then again, from what I observed and saw, because I was, you know, I observed it from day one, talking to everybody inside the compound through the radio show, and you know, a lot of them were scared, and a lot of them left, you know, and everything. But like you said, a lot of them got arrested too, and stuff. So, but you know, it's been almost what, 4 years now since this all happened.
Yep.
And everything. So, you know, and stuff. So it'd be 4 years coming in January that Lavoie was killed and stuff. And but, you know, we don't know the whole story really, you know, but it's like from what evidence that I've seen and gathered, you know, they shouldn't have shot Lavoie the way they did.
No, they didn't. They shouldn't have. No, they shouldn't. They didn't need to do that. That was premeditated murder. Right there.
Yep. Exactly.
I agree with you 100% on that.
You know. Yeah.
But if you're
going
to go down to the border, all right, if you're going to go down where the troops are at, where the Border Patrol is at, if you want to go out, grab donations, whatever, bring them water, bring them food, you know, go run, get pizza for them, things like that, you know. Because
they would appreciate that.
Sleep, you know. Make some things that, you know, that 24-hour watch, you know, that can be a pain in the ass, you know, and talk with them, be observant, get some phone numbers. If you see something suspicious, you know, give them a call, let them know, feed them intel, things like that. Don't go down there like you're gonna charge into battle and save America. Don't do that. Don't do that.
That's
you're
exactly
gonna get
what
yourself
they
killed, and you're gonna get
yep.
you're gonna get other people killed.
And give us a bad name, because that's exactly what they want you to do. And we keep stressing on that, you know, and everything too. So, but I don't know. Maybe it'll start calming down, you know, in a couple of months. But right now, I do see Trump probably shutting the border down completely after his threat last night, you know, and everything. So,
these coyotes, they carry fully automatic weapons, possibly some frag on them. They're highly trained. They're highly motivated. They're well paid, and they're sociopaths. They're trained killers. And
yep.
I mean, you're not
and
going
what,
to
you
compete
know,
one-on-one
and
with
you gotta
these
ask
people.
Yourself, and here's what we got to ask ourselves, who in the hell is supplying them with arms, weapons, and everything else down there?
Well, I mean, where does anybody get anything? eBay.
Right. So, you know, but and this to me indicates a terrorist act. Yesterday they did a terrorist act by rushing the border the way they did. They deserved what they got. Sorry to say it, but that's how I feel about it. you know.
But, I mean, as far as getting weaponry, I mean, on the dark web and, you know, money talks, bullshit walks. I mean, you know, you can, you got enough money, you can get anything shipped to you. I mean, AK-47s, RPGs, you know, Nicaragua, ain't no telling how many weapons were left in Nicaragua when the Russian advisors pulled out and Daniel Ortega got his ass thrown out the country. You know, I mean, Panama, Colombia,
Honduras,
Venezuela, Honduras, I mean, Bolivia, you know, I mean, these people, you know, they can get arms from anywhere. I mean, as long as you got the money, money talks.
Yep. And, you know, and the person I really blame for this is Joe Biden when he called him out. He called him out to attack us. I'll never forget that. You know?
Joe Biden.
Yeah, creepy Joe, you know. And, there, you know, if you remember, he was in California giving that speech, and he called him out deliberately.
Well, you know? as far as them, the Democrats, I mean, everything that goes on in the world, everything, it's Trump's fault. Blame Trump.
Yeah.
The forest fires, blame Trump. The hurricane, blame Trump. Blaming Trump for this. Blaming Trump for the border. Blaming Trump for all of this. You know, I mean, it's just a broken record. It's just a broken record. They have nothing else. Nothing else to go on but blame Trump.
Yep.
Even Schumer tweeted today and contradicted himself. I was watching that on Fox. They show and I read his tweet. He contradicted himself.
How did he do that?
He blamed Trump for the. Go ahead, Dross. Go ahead. You tell him. You can tell it better.
No. Go ahead. I didn't mean to break the train of thought. Go ahead. Run with it.
No, he blamed Trump for the border crisis. For gassing children, for all of this.
No, then he
reverses his position about the entire immigration situation in the same tweet. I mean, these people are totally unspooled. They're fucked up.
Yeah, they are. Yep, I have to agree with you.
I mean, fucked up from the floor up, as a matter of fact.
Yep. They don't know what the hell they're doing in there, you know. And it's just like shit, you know. I don't know. Hopefully in 2 years they'll be gone, you know.
Well,
I agree. They blame Trump. Like I said earlier, me and my roommate was saying earlier, you know, damned if he does and damned if he don't, you know.
Their biggest concern right now, the new attorney general is going to put an end to Mueller's investigation. That is their biggest thing.
Well,
because
if that ends, then they all go down once the real investigation starts.
For almost 2 years, this man has not produced anything that's in tying President Trump into anything.
Well, I was reading from one of the Democrats, and I agree with him on this one thing, and he said this: there is no indictments charges that's going to go against him to get him impeached. He's done nothing wrong, no criminal act, but it can damage him in some ways, you know. And he agreed. There's nothing in there.
Let's look at the reality of it, okay? All right,
but
this is not going to stop. This is not going to stop. They've got nothing. They're going to run every hair-braided investigation they can think of. And, you know, it's just going to be a nonstop shit show. And people go, well, you know, they can't do nothing. We got the Senate and stuff. So, you know,
right.
They can't pass any stupid laws. And they can have their investigation. But one thing people are missing, and I don't know why anyone's not talking about it is that the Democrats now have the country's purse strings. They control the money. They control the budget.
Yep.
What money gets spent on, what money doesn't get spent on, right? So all this stuff the President Trump did for the military, kiss it goodbye.
So
military
but we forget raises, too, the Senate controls all the bills that they have to pass.
The ace in the hole is their chicken shit legislation has to go through the White House to get the final okay.
Yep.
And guess what?
What I'm saying is that they don't have to fund anything that Trump has done. They don't have to fund it.
And he doesn't have to sign.
Right.
And he doesn't have to sign any bills.
He's done nothing wrong.
I'm talking about the budget. They can say, you know what, we're not going to fund the wall. They can take it over there, and they can send the bill to the president, and the president can sign it or shut the government down.
Yeah.
You're going to see a lot of that happening.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
So, for the next 2 years, we're going to suffer.
Gonna be no cakewalk.
Yeah. Well, I think in 2 years, most of them will be voted out after everybody sees what the hell they are, you know, honestly. But we're going to suffer for those 2 years, you know.
Everybody saw what they were before the election.
So,
say what now?
Everybody saw what they were for an election and still voted them in. And then we have all this voter fraud. And you know what? I haven't heard nothing about one single DOJ prosecutor did in any of those states where this went on.
Yep.
Nothing. You know why?
Yep.
Because they're not going to do anything about it. It's a fucking
joke.
They're
not going. Yeah, that's what I said. It's all a dog and pony show. It's all smoke and mirrors.
But, you know, good thing is Abrams lost and so did Gilliam, so they both didn't get in. They're still bitching or crying about it, but, you know. But there is an investigation going on here in New Mexico with voter fraud. So, and in fact, they were talking about it today on the news and stuff.
And that's all they're going to do, Joseph, is talk about it.
They said it'll be around about February before they come to a final, you know, countdown on it and everything, so we'll have to see then what's going to happen. But for now, we got a goofy governor that's already, you know, it's already talking about raising higher taxes. Property taxes are going to be high now, where you were paying $400 a year in some places, it's going to double to $1,500. You know, they're wanting to do the minimum wage to $15 an hour. You know, and stuff like that. A lot of companies are actually already fixing the leave.
Well, Ann is coming back. Ann's coming back from Australia. You've seen her post. You've seen the prices over there. You know, Australia binary socialism. Okay? Mm-hmm. Why do you think a pizza costs $100? Why do you think a pack of cigarettes costs $40? Why? Because they're setting all these high...
Our canned soda is for $5 over there. I mean, wow. You know?
That's right. I mean, they've got these taxes set so high on businesses to support all these socialism programs.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what's going to happen here in New Mexico. They're fixing it. She's going to do all that as soon as she gets in office. And, you know, but everybody's cheering her on and said, oh, she's going to be great, this and that, but. You know, on that money reserve that we have $4 million in there. Guess what?
Look at what's going on in France. Look at what's going on in France. They're about to burn the whole goddamn country down because they're trying to do what they did in California with that fuel tax.
Yep.
To support all of those refugees.
Yep. So, you know. But they should have did something long ago when those refugees first got in there, you know. But now it's a little too late for France, you know, and everything. But the thing is, you know, you're gonna see it everywhere, you know. You're gonna see a lot of states where, you know, going to, you know, yeah, they'll have a civil war. It will happen. People rioting and everything else, you know, when prices are sky high and everything. But as I was saying earlier, with that money reserve that we have, Grissom's not going to give it out to nobody. She's going to put it in her pocket. Guarantee it.
Well, yeah, you know, Democrats, I got to give Democrats this. They're good at taking other people's money to spend.
Yep.
They're good at that. They're good at taking other people's money to spend. But when you run out of other people's money to spend, where does that put you?
That's where you see all the chaos. You know? But nobody gets that, you know? And like I was saying earlier, there's a couple of companies already fixing to pull out of New Mexico here that just got here. And I was noticing just a few days ago, I went over to McDonald's down here in Berlin. They already got their computerized system set up and everything. Where anything you order through the computer, and you pay for it you get a card, and you pay your card through that. So they're getting ready to lay off a lot of employees.
Everybody, all of these people, they criticized when Trump redid the tariffs, when Trump equalized out the tariffs. Okay, GM is having to shut plants down. They're laying people off. They're doing this. They're doing that. Mm-hmm. No, that had nothing to do with it. People are just not buying cars now. They're not buying cars. And plus, GM has technologied themselves out of business, because you buy a new vehicle now, whether it's a Dodge, a Ford, or GM, it's so technical, and they've got so much of this computer crap on it that nobody can work on the damn thing when it breaks down.
Right. I can't even work on them. I mean, I've seen them. I'm afraid to touch them. I'm afraid to touch my car that I got. You know, it's all computerized.
You know?
I'm like, oh hell. You know, you get one thing messed up in it, you screw the whole thing up.
But now, because of the tariffs, we rode the rough road through this little tariff thing. Now China has blinked. China wants to have a talk.
Yep.
China wants to sit down at the table.
Yep.
You see, you negotiate from a position of strength. You don't go around the world on an apology tour and then ask, please. You negotiate from a position of strength, and Trump knows it.
Yep, and that's what he's doing.
I mean,
that's what he's been doing.
This man negotiated million-dollar deals over breakfast before he became president. This is nothing new to him.
Exactly, you know. But, you know, the other thing, too, is that, you know, the main thing I feel sorry for are these little mom-and-pop shops that ain't going to, you know, survive, because they can't afford them $15 an hour, you know, wages and stuff. So you're going to see a lot of them shut down and everything. That's what socialists don't get, you know. You're going to, you know, I see New Mexico becoming a socialist state. I really do.
Well,
I see it coming into that.
When the unions started striking in the automotive industry, wanting more pay. Okay. Mm-hmm. What did the automotive industry do? They went over to Japan and Taiwan, and they saw how they do things with the automation system. So they put the robots into the plants. They said, okay, fine. We don't need you anymore. Go find someplace else to work. We got the automated system now. All they did was screw themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, you cannot go in and make impossible demands on a business or industry. You can't do that.
Yep.
You can't demand more than what they can give.
That's exactly. You know, and you know, and the other thing too is, you know, with these refugee situation, you know, before I've seen here in New Mexico, they're wanting to house them, feed them, clothe them, and everything else. Well, who pays for all that? We do, taxpayers. But in order to do that, like again, property taxes will go up. You ain't going to see your paycheck. They're going to tax you to death. You know, and every, you know, and
well,
that's
well,
what a lot
business,
of people don't
the
get.
Business, they're going to put it on the business tax. It's easier to put taxes on businesses than it is on individuals. And that's but what they don't understand is those extra taxes are passed down to the consumer.
Yep.
You know,
because they have to raise their prices.
Eventually, if things keep going the way they're going, you're going to go to your Walmart or to your grocery store and you're going to be paying $15 for a gallon of milk.
Yep. Exactly. And that's already high as it is now. It's already, you know, and everything. But, you know, but what, the one good thing I can say is we are seeing fuel prices going down. I mean, over here, I'm already seeing it at $1.98, which I haven't seen in a long time. You know, and everything. So, but that's not going to last
very long. Which exactly isn't a good thing, though, because if you think about
it. No, it's not a good thing.
Because if you think about it, you got all these Saudis got caught playing their games there. You know, that story died when it was quietly. About the journalist being murdered, tortured to death, cut up in pieces. But the Saudis are increasing their production because they're in a bind now because we can meet them production wise, right?
But true.
The downside is they can crank up and put out enough oil to drive the prices down and. Our oil companies aren't government owned or operated, whatever you want to call it. And when it's not profitable, they're going to quit doing.
Yep.
You see, Russell, not many people. People don't realize how much it costs in the United States just to set up a production rig.
It takes just to drill on a land well, and we're not talking about a directional hole now, all right? We're talking about just straight vertical hole, all right? You know how much it costs just to drill the hole and get it cased before you start production? That's usually about $1.5 million.
Yes. And that's just for man hours and material. That's just for man hour and material. Now you got to look at all the hidden cost. Okay, the sudden zoning problems that come up, the sudden property owners' rights that come up. You know, you may spend another $2 million before you even set the blowout preventer.
Yep.
And then you've got all these EPA regulations.
You set your tree, you know, you drill your hole, you set your tree, that's done. You've dealt with the landowners and all that kind of stuff. That's been done, okay? So you've got you $1.5 to $2 million for that hole in the ground there, all right? Then you've got to come in, set up your location, separators, tank batteries, preheaters sometimes if they're needed, stuff. Before you ever bring the first barrel of oil out of that thing, you probably got somewhere up near $7 million invested in that well.
If you're lucky.
Yep.
And if you're horizontal drilling and fracking that, you can just about triple the price of that hole in the ground. And that's all we're talking here is the hole in the ground.
That's right. And drilling, I'm going to tell you something. Drilling is not a routine thing. Every hole that is drilled, there is a demon down inside of it just waiting for you to get to him.
Yeah, yeah.
You're talking about, you're talking about gas pocket kicks.
Oh,
you're
man.
Talking about mud blowouts. You're talking, you know,
yeah.
I mean,
earthquake.
That's something that well, that's something when you got to get off a rig and you stand back and you're watching ground pressure and mud push stem out of behind stem out when you pushing a couple of thousand feet of stem out the ground. I mean, it's cool to watch. But I tell you what, the dollar value of it, I mean, if it's your checkbook that's involved in this, oh, man, your heart just sinks down to your stomach when something like that happens.
Yeah.
Because that is a mess. That is a mess that takes weeks upon weeks to clean up.
Yeah.
And restart.
Same thing for drilling for water. I watched it up here because we have to drill for all water, and I was watching some guys drilling water out here, and I was kind of amazed at how they were doing it, but I was like, I saw a mess of it too, and I was like, wow, you know.
And not to mention, if you accidentally drill and hit the aqueduct and pollute that aqueduct, then the EPA is going to want to have a little chat with you under the Clean Air and Water Protection Act.
So, you know. I can see why they charge you $10,000 and $1,500 a day, you know, because I was curious, you know, I was like, damn, that's a lot of money, but I can see why, you know, and everything. But I've seen it happen up here. So, but yeah, we have to drill our own water out here and where I'm at and everything. But I've seen it costly too and everything. So it's about the same process as drilling for oil, you know. And everything. So
you can drill your nice water well here in Texas for about $5,000.
Oh, really? So
yeah,
that charge you an arm and a leg out here.
Well,
so you know.
Well, yeah, Russell, but he's what? You're about what? You're about 3,000 feet above sea level, huh, Joseph?
Yep.
No,
somewhere around in that area.
You read 2,900, 3,000 around Hobbs. That runs about 2,900 to 3,000 foot right there. Now, if you get closer to the border, it drops up, you know. But.
Yep. So I know they have to drill at least 150 feet to 200 feet before they hit water, you know.
Here you can get your good well at about 90 feet.
Yeah.
Huh, where I'm
that's
at,
not bad.
Where I'm at, I can set a water well at 30 feet. Where I live. 30.
Yeah, y'all just floating on mud crust over there anyway.
That's the
All right, right. Well, the thing I live in between
the Atchafalaya and the Mississippi River.
Right.
You know something, Virgil? If I never have to see that Appalachian Basin again, I will be one happy camper, man. We run 70 miles of pipeline through that some bitch for ages. Pipeline.
It's treacherous.
Dude.
It's treacherous,
oh,
man.
Oh, my God. Dude, it was anywhere from 45-minute airboat ride 45 minutes to an hour airboat ride out to where the pipeline was crossing back in there. And dude, it wasn't nothing but gators and water moccasins all day long.
Yeah.
I mean, they were thick back up in there. I don't think people have set foot back in some of that area there for God knows how long, man. But it was a challenge. That's primitive still down in there, man. That's real primitive.
Oh, yes.
Man.
Yes, you got people that make a fortune. We have people around here, I forget their names, they have a special boat and diving gear. They go down and they find the giant cypress logs that have been sunk down in the basin for over 100 years, and they bring them up. And when I say giant cypress logs, I'm talking anywhere from 8 to 10 foot around.
What you call
it? To drive a car through.
It was right there. We put in, correct me if I'm wrong, I want to say it was Butte La Rose.
Butte La Rose. I live 15 miles from it.
Oh, shit, dude. I was in your backyard. That's where we meet our airboat drivers every morning, right there, and they got our asses back there.
Yeah, Ray Robichaux. I can tell you whose airboat you used, Ray Robichaux.
Ray
Robichaux Airboats.
Yep, I believe that was one of the guys out there, man. I tell you what, those operators were good too, man. They were good. Because sometimes the water was so deep you couldn't even get out of the boat, man. You tell them, man, you have your GPS now, man. Say, bring me right over to here, man. And those guys were good, brother. They were some hell of an operator, man.
Wow.
Did any of them take you frog hunting out there?
I didn't get to do no frog gigging or nothing like that. After 12 hours, pretty much done.
they can get you in places. They can get you in places right there. I guarantee you. I've known guys to go out there, and in no amount of time, catch 200 frogs.
Yeah, which
200 big old bullfrogs.
I was chasing the Department of Defense pipelines through some swamp and stuff like that, man, and had an airboat operator pull. I got a picture with him on the phone. It was Elizabeth Queen of the Gators, or you know who I'm talking about? That reality TV show. Yeah, Liz and her husband was my airboat operator on that Department of Defense contract. We were chasing those strategic pipelines through there and shit, man. That was pretty cool. I'd say, well, man, what are you going to take your gator hunting? And he said, man, he said, I'm booked up forever on that. He said, I tell you what, though, man. He said, around Christmas time, he said, you holler at me, man. He said, we'll go Nutra hunting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's big business down here, too.
They said they pay $5 a piece for those fuckers or something.
Yeah, yeah. And the meat's good, too. The meat is good. A lot of people won't eat a Nutri-Rat. I tell you what, I'll throw a Nutri-Rat on a barbecue pit in a fucking heartbeat. They are good.
Well, just cook it.
I tell you, you ever ate rabbit? Yeah, you ever ate rabbit?
Yep.
You like rabbit?
Snakes.
Yep.
Yeah, I like rabbit.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, then you'll love Nutra. You'll love Nutra. Yeah.
I've even eaten tree rats. Squirrels.
Sure. Squirrel. Oh, yeah. My daddy used to love to eat the heads. He used to love the squirrel brains.
Oh, yeah?
With eggs? Yuck.
Oh, yeah, they're good, man. Shit, you soak that down in the gravy? Oh, man. Shit.
When you butcher a steer, man, calf brains and eggs. Oh, my God, man. Calf brains, soft gravy, some eggs in there with that stuff. Oh, my goodness, that's good eating, man.
Well, Joe, have you ever ate hog head cheese? Cheese?
No, I think I have, but no.
Yeah, that's good eating, too. And you know what? Everybody gives me crap about it, calling me a redneck and stuff like that. But you know what makes the best pot of beans, man? Throw you a couple pig feet in there with those beans and slow cook them up.
Yep.
I've had my noodles. Just have you name it and had it in there. You know, I didn't even know what it was, but it was actually good. I had it when I was in Mexico, and it's a bit of every part that they throw in there, you know, and stuff, but you don't want to ask what's in it. But I tell you what,
that's
good.
That's the menudo. Menudo is the best hangover cure that ever been.
Oh yeah.
Your big bowl.
Oh yeah. Especially when you're after drinking tequila, man. That's the best. You know.
Yeah, it is.
But, you know, a lot of people ask me, "What's Menudo?" And I tell them, "They're like, oh my god, that's so nasty."
I tell you what, people are cussing them wild hogs about how they're taking over. But I tell you what, if you got a bug out and you got to hit the woods real deep, I guarantee you that's what you're going to live off of is wild hogs.
Wild hogs, rabbits,
you know,
and squirrels.
It ain't bad eating.
No, it's way better.
You know,
it's proven wild hog meat, wild pork, wild hog meat is cleaner than chicken or fish.
And has
because
your processed pork
has so much trash in it.
Yep.
You know, from the feed and everything, it's impossible.
Yep.
Well, I had some when I was over at Ian's, and she made me some wild boar meat, and it was pork chops, and oh my god, you talk about having the best meal, you know, and everything. I was like, "And you got to hook me up. Maybe take some home." You know, that was actually good stuff. That wild boar meat, I'll tell you, and everything. That was, you know, have you had bear meat? That's actually pretty good. It's greasy, but it's good. You know, if you fix
bear
it right.
Meat, yeah, it's
bear
all right.
Meat.
I'll take buffalo over bear meat any day, man.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes, indeed.
I have to agree. Buffalo meat's good, but, you know, bear meat's actually good. It's greasy as hell, but it's good, you know, and everything.
It's probably the way you cook it, because, you know, I'm not really a big fan of lamb at all because it can be greasy, but I had to cook some the other day, man, and that stuff was excellent, man. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't that thick, leave a grease taste on the roof of your mouth shit.
But anyway, you know, because, you know, when you, like Virgil said, when you go out there in the woods or out in the middle of nowhere, that's what you're going to survive on. So, you know, it's not going to have all that saute and spices and everything added to it and everything.
Yeah, the thing is, what they don't show you at these hog farms is they get processed garbage. What they do, they have places that collect just processed garbage, just food, and they cook it down. They fry it down in old grease, and they mix it with corn, and that's what they use to fatten the hogs up with. And about a month before they send them to slaughter, they put them on straight grain, straight corn, to get them cleaned out. You know, and they put so much what is that, preservatives, that GMO shit and everything in there?
Yeah.
Wild hog and processed pork taste two different ways. It's just like fresh tuna out of the Gulf and canned tuna. It's entirely different.
I've had the same in cow meat. I've had a friend of mine when my son worked at before he got in all the trouble that he got into. He used to bring me steaks and stuff from the ranch that he worked at. And I could tell the difference between that meat and store-bought meat, and I tell you what, that the meat, they, you know, is unprocessed and no spices or anything added to it. And you know, at first it tasted funny, but I was like, "Damn, this is good," you know, and everything. So there's, you can get it processed or not processed and everything, but you know.
Well, I tell you what, the best hamburger you will ever eat. You get you 2 pounds of ground wild hog and 2 pounds of deer meat and mix them together with just salt and pepper in them.
Oh, yeah.
And you will have the best hamburger you ever had in your life.
Yep. Or some elk meat in there, too. You know. But anyway, man, you know, I've had all that. And, you know, I used to have friends that would bring me all that, and, you know, wild elk, bear, you know, name it, I've had it and everything. So,
but any of that, I don't care what y'all say, I got to have a big bowl of mustard greens to go with it.
Oh, yeah.
A banana, banana pudding.
My wife, Susan, accidentally came up. She likes to cook bacon down and put with her mustard greens.
Yeah.
Well, she accidentally grabbed a couple of packs of maple bacon and cooked them down and put them with the mustard greens. And I tell you what, you do that, you will not have to put not one grain of salt on them.
Wow.
Try it, Russell. Yeah. Try it.
Oh, you guys are making me hungry.
That
over
sounds
here.
Real good, man. I'll do that.
Mustard greens and cornbread, I can live off of that.
Oh yeah,
I can live off of that.
I was raised on that. You know that and that, especially wild greens. You know, if you know where to pick them at, collard greens they call them, you know, like wild spinach. So, but I was raised on that stuff. So, but. But anyhow, this is like, well, you guys are making me hungry.
I know, man. I don't know how we got sidetracked on that, but that was the culinary part of the show for the week.
Yep.
right.
So. Oh, and for all of you guys out there, I don't know if you get it. I'll send it to you, Josie. They're having that free 72-hour dehydrated meal pack from American Patriot. All you got to do is pay the postage on it. It's $14. It's a 72-hour food survival pack.
Yeah, send it to me on my other page. In case you all didn't know, I did get put in Facebook jail yesterday. All I said was shoot them, and it got me 60 days.
Yeah.
You know, so they're getting Facebook is getting sensitive now, you know.
Oh, yeah, unless you're left-wing or Muslim, but, you know, who cares? Yeah.
Well,
my
other account, I said stinking Muslim, and that got me 30 days, so I got locked out of both accounts all in the same day.
Well, I've been kind of looking through things. I broke my last end meal bit halfway through my halfway through one of my AR receivers. And I got to wait to get another one in from 80% arms.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw you were talking about that.
Oh, that was depressing. I was going good. Got halfway through it and everything.
Man,
it looked so pretty.
Man, hey, Virgil, what are you paying for a lower?
A lower? It all depends. I get the AR-15. 80% lowers, I can get them sometimes on sale for about $35. The AR-10s, I can get anywhere from, depending on the design, the skeletals or whatever, anywhere from $85 to $140.
Wow.
Well, my buddy's over there at the City Arms Company, man, and anybody listening here in the Texas area or anything like that, they just started building me my 300 blackout pistol. These guys are freaking geniuses. They don't come any better. And yes, I'm plugging them. It's Incendia Firearms. They're in Kerrville.
Yeah, I'm seeing. I'm looking. Yeah. Yep.
I tell you what, Mikey, one of our brothers there, man, with the Rescue Ops and the Heathens Group and stuff like that, man. Mikey.
Yeah.
He builds some of the sweetest 45 you've ever seen in your life, man. 1911 ACTs. They are stunningly gorgeous.
What are their prices on them?
Well, how much do you want to spend? You know,
right. A buddy of mine just spent $4,000 on one.
Wow. That's some cash.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I'm just a poor guy, so I'm on a budget.
Well, that's why I do mine. I go piece by piece.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, Mikey's the best, man, and I figure I'm taking him my 1911 when I get my 300 finished there, and I'm excited about that, man. But I'm going to take it to him, and I'm going to say, dude, do something epic, man. And, you know, he'll keep the lower and do his thing with it, man. And
well, you know, they do make the binary trigger system for the 45s now.
Yep.
When you pull the trigger, it fires. When you release the trigger, it fires.
Yeah.
Yep.
They keep.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I know I'm having some trigger work going on it, but anyway, those guys are awesome. They build with, and I mean, they'll build your weapon any way you want it built, but they build some standard stuff. They have an AR-556 that they call their recruit, and it runs somewhere around $800, $850. It's all top grade mil spec parts and stuff like that. Comes with battle sights, you know, so you ain't got to go out and buy your sights or anything like that with it. You know, mag and that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
$800 to $850 is what they usually run and stuff like that. And you're not going to buy a better weapon for that better weapon than that anywhere for that price. Right?
Yeah, and you gotta watch Russell. But like I tell everybody, you got to shop around. Okay. Like these Fiera firearms. Okay. They want for a 24-inch 308 AR-10 barrel. They want something around the area of $275, $260 for these things. I shop around. I found the same barrel, same manufacturer at a company called Black Friday. For $168, 24-inch stainless steel match barrel, made by the same people. So you gotta look, Daniel Defense. They build some fine ARs, but I tell you what, you try to buy parts from them, you will break the bank. You gotta shop online, and that's why I like to build mine. You know, it's addictive. I got into it. That's kind of like my heroin now, is building them, 300 blackouts, things like that. This is going to be my second AR-10 I built, but this one's going to be for me. And I'm going to try to eventually, through time and a little bit of effort and a little bit of cash, put all the bells and whistles on it. But it's going to be a real nice rifle. You know, I mean, that was just so depressing when I heard that router chatter. I tried to stop it in time, but I just wasn't fast enough. And boy, just ping! I heard that. I said, "Oh God, damn son of a
damn!"
And I turned that son of a bitch over. It was broke off at the head, and I turned the receiver or I turned the jig over, and three pieces came out. I said, "Son of a bitch."
That's not good, Virgil.
No, it's not good. Not when it's your last one. Well, the aluminum they make them out of now, I think it's that 6061 aluminum. It ain't no baby. Let me tell you, you got to take it out little by little. I mean, a 16th of an inch at a time. You got to take out, and when you put that router back on there, when you readjust it and put that router back on there, it better be in that pilot hole just right, or you're going to end up like me. You're going to have a bad day if you try to cut too deep or miss that pilot hole.
Well, I've been really shocked. You know what I've been really shocked at, man? The way ammo prices have come down. Good Lord, man.
Because you know why? You know why, Russell? California, you're not going to be able to buy ammo anymore.
No, same thing in New York, too, because, you know, speaking of what I was just getting ready to say, was up in New York, they're passing a law down there now where in order to buy a gun, they have to have your social media and everything, your passwords and all that stuff.
In California, you got to go through a 72-hour background check to buy ammo after the first of the year.
Yep, I saw that. That's why everybody's stocking up, you know.
And each time, whether you buy, and you're going to only be able to buy a certain amount at a certain time, and you're not going to be able to order it off of the internet.
Yep.
They got firing ranges in California. They buying tons of ammunition right now, right now, to stock up on it. Because,
dude, I'm getting green tip. Well, the stuff coming in from overseas still green tip. Stuff back here in America, they can't paint the green. They can't paint the tips. It's still the same round, 62 grain penetrator, but they can't paint the tips green because that's a big no-no.
Yep.
But anyway, yep. That 5.56, man, 62 grain penetrators, man, $319 a thousand. Basic AK rounds. This is Wolf brand. It's the brass looking case. It's not actually brass. It's something else. It's actually better than brass. It's kind of composite metal. But that's Wolf brand, man. $210 a thousand.
Not bad.
Nine millimeter ammo, 1,000 rounds, $189.
Shit, damn.
The best AK ammo they've made, and if you can find it, you better snatch up all you can, with the copper wash. That shit recycles real good. I don't care whether it's through a 7.62x39 AR or an AK. But the copper wash, it cycles real good. Now, those steel rounds, you can have them. You can get them back to the Indians. I don't want nothing to do with steel rounds.
Right.
Yeah. A steel case round?
I don't like them either, but they do cycle well through an AK most of the time.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have some failures and stuff. Of course, you don't want that, but just for messing around, plinking, and putting in range time, you know, that's a pretty good round. I wouldn't carry them into combat, though.
No.
That's good to know.
I'm waiting for them to come down on the price on the belt-fed 9mm upper for the AR. Have you seen those things? Go to centerfire.com. They've got the carbine uppers, and they've got the pistol uppers, and they're belt fed, middle length belt fed 9mm uppers. These things are badass.
You know what I'm looking for that I can't seem to find because I don't want to. I want a good one and stuff like that. I want to get me a little 30 caliber carbine, man. Like a M1 carbine, little 30 caliber.
M1 carbines.
Yeah.
Check your gun shows. Check your gun shows. I see them all the time at the gun shows.
I like those, and they get the job done. I mean, they're not a long range weapon or anything like that, but 25-50 meters, man, that thing got a little giddy up.
Well, also now they're making the ACP-45 upper for the ARs. I'm looking up parts to get one of those because I'm going to build me a little up-to-date modern Tommy gun.
Ooh.
Yeah. But damn, 45 ain't that kind of pricey, bro. 1911 ammo, though. If you run anything decent, it can get You can get pricey quick. Well, the same thing with the 300 blackout, man.
Good, the 300 blackout.
And I'm getting mine set up subsonic because I want to can it. But shoot, dude, I mean 500 rounds. Last time I checked, 500 rounds. For what you pay for 500 rounds of 300 blackout, man, you can get 1,000 of 5.56.
Yes, yes. It is pricey, and especially the hollow point. Especially the hollow points.
Yeah. I usually don't look hollow in my primary weapon too often. I do run them. I do stagger them in my second 49 and my 45. My mags, I stagger them, man. I've got a FMJ hollow point. FMJ hollow point. Because you never know when you have to shoot through a car door or a windshield or something.
Well, for practice in my my Glock 19, I use FMJs just to go to the range. But if I got to travel around or whatever, I put them RIP rounds in there. Oh, yeah. They're going to have a Chinese intern digging in them with a dull spoon to get all them rounds, get all them frags out of them. Them RIP rounds are deadly. They are deadly.
That's a pretty sweet round, man. Yes, they are.
I mean, you got a bunch of little needle sharp razor blades. I don't care where you hit them, the chest, the stomach, wherever. Well, you better call the morgue and tell them somebody's on the way.
Damn.
Yep.
I think I've heard about those. That's for the kinds where they go inside you and they explode inside you.
Well, no, it's not. No, it's not a dum-dum round. Explosive tip ammunition is highly illegal. They made that highly illegal after Hinckley. After Hinckley pulled his shit with Reagan, because he had those. They used to make a 22 round that used to explode on impact. They're highly illegal.
I remember those.
These here, they spread out. A 9mm.
Oh, okay.
When it hits, it spreads out about as big as a 50-cent piece, and the pieces of the end break off. It doesn't go through and through.
Wow.
It doesn't go through and through like the FMJs. It stays in, and I'll tell you what, they got to do some serious cut. It's like shooting somebody with steel birdshot.
Damn.
Yeah, exactly, man. A buddy of mine's dad, I buy some 45 ammo from him, man. And he builds what he calls a Montana hollow point. And that is an ugly round, man. When the round's turning, it hits, it opens up, it goes like sand.
Mm-hmm.
It is an ugly round. Because of Montana hollow point.
So, well, I'll tell you what, guys. You guys want to call it early night or you want to keep going?
Yeah, let's go ahead.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow. We can come back in tomorrow night and everything and stuff. And we can do some, we'll talk about survival and some other stuff. Because I know there's some guys actually got some good info on the last show that we did on that.
Oh, well, you know, Hurricane Ann's going to call in, and she's going to sound like
a volunteer
telling us about Australia.
So she learns. I can already see her talking about JFK already. So, you know, we'll get ready for that one and stuff.
I can tell you what the topic of the subject is going to be with her. No Dr. Pepper in Australia.
Or Taco Bell. So I was laughing at this because she's like, first thing I'm going to do is get me a huge Dr. Pepper and Taco Bell. So, you know, but I look forward to coming back. She'll be arriving tomorrow night and everything. So, and stuff. So I was glad to see that she had a good time out there. I actually thought we were going to lose her there for a while and everything because she was talking about moving, you know,
well,
and everything.
I tell you what, you know, I mean, just as a joke, not to have nothing bad happen to her or Alicat, I hope when she makes a connection, when she flies to Hawaii and they make a connection, when she gets on the plane, it's full of burkas. She's the only, her and Cat's the only one without burkas on there.
Right, right. But anyhow, God. I was wondering when he was going to bring that in.
And she's not going to move to Australia anyway. She can't take her lessons with her.
Yeah. So, we have a get together,
at the AO or whatever for training or whatever, whenever y'all want to kick this thing off. I guarantee you, when I show up, I'm going to be wearing a burka just to piss her off.
Well, you know, she had that one photo with that lady standing there in a burka at the stairs and the other lady. I thought it was you, Virgil. I thought you guys were playing a broke. But anyway, well, she's going to kill us. But we'll go ahead and sign off early tonight and everything and stuff. So you guys have a good night and everything. And we'll see you back here tomorrow night and everything at the same time. So, and we'll definitely have Ann. And I don't know where Carmelita disappeared to. She disappeared on us tonight. So I know she's been awful busy because her husband's getting ready to leave and everything. She's busy dealing with that, some other stuff. But again, wish you all good night, and everybody, thank you for tuning in and stuff. So, see you tomorrow night.
All righty. Good night, America.
Good night, America.
And I'm playing the NBA song.